Have the floor.
Madam President Nazat Shamim Khan, I thank you for the opportunity to give my remarks. First and foremost, I would like to start by thanking you, Madam President, for your astute leadership of this 39th session of the UPR Working Group of the Human Rights Council, which has led to constructive dialogue on the promotion and protection of human rights in the United Republic of Tanzania in the spirit of the Universal Periodic Review process. I would also like to thank all member states which have participated during the interactive dialogue for their comments and questions. A total of 92 delegations commended, advised, and submitted recommendations during the consideration of our third national report. My delegation and I also extend sincere appreciation to the Troika, composed of Gabon, Bangladesh, and Russia, for their cooperation and guidance. I also wish to thank the entire team, which constitutes the UPR Secretariat, for all its hard work, consultations, and constant engagement, which has led to a successful, constructive review. Madam President, the United Republic of Tanzania received a total of 252 recommendations from member states. We have deferred 12 recommendations, which require further consultations. We have noted 132 recommendations, which are somehow not in consonance with our constitution, policies, laws, customs, traditions, culture, and religious beliefs of the people of the United Republic of Tanzania. We are constrained to accept partly some recommendations as they were loaded together and laden with matters which are not acceptable to the United Republic of Tanzania. Madam President, I am pleased to inform you that the United Republic of Tanzania has accepted 108 recommendations, which indeed will further improve and strengthen the promotion and protection of human rights in the United Republic of Tanzania, in line with our constitution, policies, laws, and obligations under the human rights instruments the United Republic of Tanzania is a party to. As has been our practice, we shall consult with a broad range of stakeholders on the position of the deferred recommendations. They will include state actors, the National Human Rights Institution, the judiciary, parliament, and civil society. Indeed, we always view the UPR process as an opportunity to foster relations and cooperations with all actors involved in the promotion and protection of human rights for all Tanzanians and for the development of our country. We shall also adhere to the working group's guidelines to submit all final position on the deferred recommendations within the stipulated time. Madam President, the month of December this year is a remarkable month to the history of the United Republic of Tanzania as we celebrate 60 years of our independence on 9th of December. Coincidentally, the next day, 10th of December, is a day designated for commemoration of the adoption by the United Nations General Assembly of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights in 1948. The declaration is part of the Constitution of the United Republic of Tanzania and remains a normative instrument in realization of the civil, political, economic, social, and cultural rights in our country. On the 9th of December, when our sixth president and the first female president of our nation, Her Excellency Samia Suluhu Hassan, will be leading us on our commemoration of our Diamond Jubilee, it will also be a moment for us as a nation to rededicate ourselves to the ethos of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. This is the declaration that our mothers and fathers held high in the meetings of the United Nations Trusteeship Council, demanding the independence of our country and the freedom of our people from indignity and suffering under the imperial colonial yoke. In the next 60 years, we will dedicate ourselves to uphold our dignity and freedom as dignified people in the Committee of Nations, desirous of a peaceful, healthy, and safe Mother Earth, a common and irrepressible home to all of us. Madam President, I conclude by reiterating the commitment of the Government of the National Republic of Tanzania towards fulfilling its obligations under the Universal Periodic Review process. It remains a unique mechanism set apart by cooperation, respect for sovereign state and common interests towards the promotion and the protection of human rights. I thank you indeed, Madam President.